Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to On Texas Football. It's good morning, Jerry. Time for the Saturday morning conversation. Before the rain might start falling here, we're out here a little bit talking a little Texas football this morning. Spring game day, April 20th. Longhorns have a group of guys already on campus visiting.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about recruiting at the end of this, but this is going to be a little bit of a preview, and we want to talk about what we want to see from the game itself and actually from the team itself on a position by position level. We want to say thank you to our sponsor. This Saturday morning conversation brought to you by our friend Adam Lowy of the Lowy Law Firm. Adam and his group have been helping injured Texans for 20 plus years now. Give him a shout at LowyLawFirm.com. If you've been injured in a car wreck, truck wreck, motorcycle accident, even an ATV accident, that's Adam Lowy. Visit him at LowyLawFirm.com. We appreciate his sponsorship of On Texas Football. All right, hey, Jerry, let's just start with what we think. We believe Quinn Ewers is going to be on a pitch count
today. Yes.
All right. Manning, Trey Owens, the other two. There's a couple of walk-ons, Cole Lord, one of them. There's others. But predominantly, we expect to see two to three series maybe from Quinn Ewers, and then the rest are Trey Owens. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, I think it is. And I think for the Texas fans, it's a great – this is going to be the most they've seen of Arch Manning in a game setting, scrimmage setting, game setting since he's been at Texas. And so with that comes a lot of fanfare. That's going to come with a lot of stories written one way or the other. If you go 8 of 15, it was bad. If you go 10 of 15, it was great. It's amazing how the stories are going to be written. It's also a first look at Trey Owens, who's had a really good spring and is the third-team quarterback. And look, a third-team quarterback means one thing now. Third team can become second team at any
really
point
quick.
In time next season.
Yeah.
So he is literally two plays away from being on the field. So his how quickly Texas can bring him along does play into it last year. I mean, when you go back to the two games that Malik Murphy started, and because Malik was dealing with some back injury stuff, he wasn't even out there early warming up some games. Arch Manning was out there with the number ones, and you said, whoa, what's about to happen here? So that's how close it gets. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Arch. That means he'll get more time with some of the ones in the offensive line, the Cam Williams, DJ Campbell, some of those guys, they want to get a little more work.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So he'll get a little more work there, and with the number one wide receivers and number two wide receivers consistently. And then Trey Owens will get his opportunities as well. So I think it's going to be great. And then the young guys, Bobby, I mean, the Colin Simmons, right? Texas fans can't wait to see what Colin Simmons looks like rushing the passer off the edge, right? He's a guy. And then the transfers, Isaiah Bond, Nye Black, Makuba, some of those, Trey Moore, all those guys, because in college football, so many graduates and the portal, Texas has 24 new faces. And a lot of those guys are going to be impact players on the team ranked top five preseason. So this will be the first chance for Texas fans to see all these guys in Texas uniforms in that type of setting.
Oh, no, and it's not just the Colin Simmons and Ryan Wingos of the world. I want to see Alex January.
Yeah.
I mean,
Xavier Tulsimi. I mean, just go down the list.
Yeah, absolutely. And Makuba. I mean, yeah. Let's stick to position by position, because
yeah.
That give fans, I think, a true sense of what we're maybe anticipating today if the weather holds. Let's talk about this. Running backs,
yep.
Right now, the situation as we understand it, Cedric Baxter and Jaden Blue kind of co-number ones, particularly in a two-back offense. When they go two backs and Blue goes out to kind of a slot wide receiver, if nothing else, or stays in the backfield, et cetera. But it's not just those two that we're going to be looking
no.
at today. we kind of know what they bring to the table. It's the Trey Wisner and where he's come, as well as the newcomers, Christian Clark and Jarrett Gibson.
Yeah, yeah. And say, and obviously Savion Redden there as well. There's six backs. I think this is the deepest position in the program right now. And I know that's a mouthful to say, but Cedric Baxter and Blue, I think are, you know, kind of know what to expect with those guys. Trey Wisner's had a tremendous spring. He's a slasher. He's different than the other two backs, right? And then you have Savion Red, who's a tank, right? He's a downhill, short yardage tank. And then you have the two freshmen. And Christian Clark and Jarrett Gibson have both got tremendous reviews this spring from different people, according to On Texas Football, all of us, myself, Bobby, or CJ Vogel. I think Christian Clark's got the violence in the cuts, right, with the size. And he's going to catch people's eye immediately when he runs with the football. And he's really good out of the backfield. Then you have Jarrett Gibson, who really fits the downhill inside zone gap scheme that Texas runs. He's a college power five ready, but physical back. So those two freshmen are very good. It'll be I think Texas fans will get a lot of looks at those guys, and Texas fans will see just why we've been talking about the depth at the running back position being so good at the University of Texas.
It's absolutely a piece of the puzzle.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house, everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
What about receiver group? Jontae Cook now getting his chance to shine as one of the premier guys. Then you have newcomers across the board, whether it's out of the high school ranks from Ryan Wingo, but also Isaiah Bond, Matthew Golden. Their first real looks in a Longhorn uniform. What are you thinking there?
I think it's a big spring game for DeAndre Moore, for Jontae Cook, even for Ryan Niblett. Isaiah Bond obviously is a number one guy. Matthew Golden. Some of these guys, though, this is their first few practices in Sark's system. That's not an easy system for a wide receiver pre-snap. There's some struggles there. There's some time. You need experience at that position. They're still getting their feet wet in this scheme. It's going to take a little bit of time. For your returning guys, DeAndre Moore, since Silas Bolden isn't here to compete at the slot position, it's a big spring game for DeAndre Moore. Same for Jontae Cook. The talent at this position is really deep, but it's unproven in Sark's scheme. So the guys that have been here have a head start. That doesn't mean that Isaiah Bond isn't going to be a tremendous player at Texas, because he is. For Ryan Wingo, all Ryan Wingo has to do, with the understanding that he's adjusting to a much more difficult scheme for a wide receiver than anything he's played in before. If he makes a couple of wild plays, Bobby, kind of like A.D. Mitchell did last year with the one-handed catch, was maybe the play of the spring. If Ryan Wingo has a couple of opportunities like that and makes big plays, he may be the talk of Texas fans leaving the stadium.
I think it's a very good possibility, because I'm telling you, he has an opportunity. He is that kind of athlete, at least in my opinion, that makes that a real possibility. We will get our first real look at him later today. All right, tight end Amari Nyblack, Gunnar Helm. I think that this one may be a little bit different. I think people may be surprised by how much Juan Davis gets to see the field today. A young man out of Everman. He has really played himself into a role, I'm being told, at the University of Texas. He has not seen much time to date, but you know what makes him really valuable, I'm being told? He understands the whole playbook.
Yeah.
He's getting it. He's in line. Nyblack right now still getting acclimated.
It's a big adjustment in this team.
Still getting acclimated. Now, clearly, as talented as he gets. So he'll work his way in. But watch for Juan Davis this spring. On the offensive line, Jerry, we know they've been rotating the top seven.
Yeah.
And the top seven are, at left to right, Kelvin Banks, Hayden Connor, Jake Majors, DJ Campbell, and Cam Williams. Add in two others, Neto Amuzulu, and obviously Cole Hudson, who started as a true freshman. Those seven seem to have taken the next step. My question is, anything that you're intrigued by there on Saturday?
Yeah, so I'm looking more at the backup tackles. That for me, and the left guard, that rotation. Because, look, I mean, Texas has been very fortunate with injuries. in the last 2 years in the offensive line. And, but what does Trevor Goosby look like at left tackle? What does Jaden Chapman look like at right tackle? Even a young guy, Brandon Baker, has had a really good spring. What are those young tackles looking like for Texas right now? Because that's so important, their development. We know Kelvin Banks is an All-American. We know Cam Williams is going to play well. What is behind those guys if there's an injury this year?
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And that is the developmental piece for Kyle Flood that's been ongoing. And then, obviously, how much does Hayden Connor play at left guard? How much does he play at center? That snap distribution. And then where does Cole Hudson play? Does Cole Hudson play more at left guard in reps? Does he play more at right guard in reps? Those are some things I'm watching for right now, kind of to see that snap distribution and how things play out. Obviously, I think Brandon Baker is going to look really good when he comes in. And I think Daniel Cruz at center when he gets in is going to look really good. Those two newcomers on the offensive line are future multi-year starters in Texas, not this year.
I want to add one thing. Trevor, you mentioned Trevor Goosby. Yeah. He actually was out for a little bit during spring ball with a concussion. He's cleared concussion protocol. Hopefully we see him playing a little later today. Before we move to defense, I want to say thanks once again to our sponsor. That's Adam Lowy of the Lowy Law Firm. 20 years experience helping injured Texans who've been hurt in a car wreck, truck wreck, motorcycle accident, even an ATV. Thank you, Adam, for your sponsorship. Please give Adam a shout and a chance to earn your business. Give him a call. He'll give you a free consultation about whether or not he thinks you even have an injury that needs that compensation in the first place. Again, that's LowyLawFirm.com. All right, let's move to defense. Defensive tackle, clearly a focus right now as it relates to the portal. The Longhorns have been going whole hog on that right now. We're going to be reporting on that separately over the weekend. But let's start with the defensive front. Vernon Broughton not expected to play today because some things, nice things happening in his life. Congratulations to him. We'll see what exactly. I say he's not expected to play, but I can't say that 100%, but could be some really nice things happening. But across the way on the defensive line, do we see much from Alfred Collins and Baron Sorrell today? Because they're upperclassmen. I don't know that. I think they may, like Quinn Ewers, be on a little bit of a pitch count, and we may see a Colton Bosick Moore, a Colin Simmons, a Trey Moore.
If I can get in Sark's headset, I'll say no. I don't want those guys playing much. It may be a couple series, right? Baron Sorrell's had a really good spring. Alfred Collins, too important to this team. I think those guys will play a series or two, and that's all you're going to see from them. But I think it's a great opportunity then to build this depth and continue to build this depth, put these guys in the spring game environment. Aaron Bryan, I think, will see a lot of snaps. Dre Bledsoe will see a lot of snaps. Those are guys, this will be the most football snaps they've played at Texas in a meaningful situation, probably. And then Sadir Mitchell. Look, you don't want to say time's running out for these guys at all, because that's not what we want to say. But time's running out to make a move next year, because Texas is going to add pieces in the portal. So if you don't make a move in the spring and show something in the spring game, because there's a difference between practice, scrimmage, and game. Some guys are gamers, just the way it is. Then you're putting yourself a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of being able to get in that rotation next year. I'm also interested to see what Savea looks like in the spring game. Because, a guy that's had a lot of experience, had a pretty good year at Arizona last year on a 10-win team. So I think for the younger guys, and then Alex January, I think he'll have his moments. Very talented player.
Sadir Mitchell. What does he look like from the first time we saw him this spring, where he was he wasn't given the effort he to give and was told to make a lap? What does he look like today?
And the thing with Sadir, if he's asked to play five snaps in a row, what does it look like?
Yep.
That's the big thing the Texas coaches are going to be looking for, I believe. They know one or two snaps, he's a hard guy to move, and he's a talented football player. What does it look like in terms of stamina and consistency over a four or five snap period of time? That is what's ultimately going to tell the story if Sadir Mitchell can break through and really get on the field this year.
I'm interested to see what Colton Vosick does today.
Yeah,
I am. I think just, I'm, you know, he hasn't had his chance really to show people what he can do. Obviously, Colin Simmons, those guys, they are either brand new.
Yeah.
And, you know, Colton is a guy that hasn't really had his chance. I also want to see Ethan Burke as well, obviously, to just see what he's looked like now a year after being a starter. Because you remember, after that first year starter, remember how Baron Sorrell just kind of blossomed?
Yeah.
I'd love to see something like that come out of Ethan Burke as well. All right, let's move to linebacker where we suspect, at least at this point, that Anthony Hill and David Bindo will see the starting rep, followed by Mo Blackwell and Leonga Lafau. Other guys to watch for, or is there anything in that group that you're really looking at?
Yeah, I don't think we'll see a lot of Anthony Hill. Now, maybe we see a little bit more because Johnny Nansen's a first-year linebacker coach, and he wants those guys to get a little more action. That could be the case with Kenny Baker, too, in the spring game, by
That's
the way.
That's true.
The first-year coaches may want to see guys in that setting a little bit more and be able to coach those guys in that setting. So we may see a little more Anthony Hill than I ideally want. I'd like to see him a two series and take the pads off, but I'm not sure he might not play a little bit more than that. But I think Mo Blackwell, I'm very interested to see Mo Blackwell at 219, 220 pounds, what he looks like, because I do think he is going to take a step this year for the Longhorns. Leonga Lafau in year two, what does he look like? A young guy like Anthony, I get excited about the young guys. I know Ty Anthony Smith's not going to be on the field in Ann Arbor in 2024, but he is going to be on the field Saturday, and it's a glimpse of what the guy can become with a year under Tory Becton. I'm Darian Gillette. You mentioned that name. Tasilia Khanna, a guy who wasn't an early enrollee, who was a guy that needed to gain weight when he came into the program. What is he going to look like a year into this program? I think that's so big. The guys who have had their first spring practice at Texas, a guy like Akana will get the safety, Derek Williams, in a second. But those guys, what do they look like now with time in the program and time under the belt in the defensive scheme? Because I do think it'll present an opportunity for somebody to make a move that maybe the coaches were thinking could make a move, but they haven't really talked about it as much. But then they make some plays in the spring game and they say, okay, this guy's just, he's a good practice player, but he's a guy that's a gamer, because there's a difference, and somebody's gonna step up. And linebacker is such an instinctive position that sometimes in games it's much different than practice.
The light bulb is on some guys, and because of that, they can actually you know, affect the game more.
Yeah.
That's just reality. That's called football.
Yeah.
Right. All right. The secondary, you know, it's interesting. On Thursday, Steve Sarkisian put Manny Muhammad out to meet the media. Jerry and I both came away extremely impressed with the South Oakland cornerback. He just did some great things. But there's also guys like Jadae Barron, who we know has been a little hobbled still from a lingering toe injury, so to speak. From the past season. Then you have Terrence Brooks, who looks good to go. Then we have a newcomer like Andrew Makuba to add to Derek Williams. What's he going to look like? The super guy, a super stud guy from New Iberia Westgate, along with Michael Taft. You have Jelani McDonald. Man, along with the three, four newcomers or freshmen, true freshmen, there's just a list of guys, Jerry, that are real possibilities right now. Joining the Longhorns in the secondary. What do you want to see there?
I think it's a big spring game for Jelani McDonald, because he's come on this spring. We've heard more and more about Jelani McDonald. He's arguably the first five guy off the bus. He looks as good physically at his position as anybody in the program, him and Jere Bledsoe. What is it going to look like on the field? Now, learning the safety position for a year, really hyper-focused on one position. What's that going to look like now for him? I think it's a big spring for him. There's a lot I need to see from Derek Williams, because here's the thing. When Steve Sarkisian, when he signed it, said he could be a future first-round pick, and Michael Griffin said the same thing. We've talked about this time and time again. And what we saw from Derek Williams as a freshman, despite not having a spring practice, I think we know he's going to be a really good player. I think we know what to expect from Taft. I think Makuba's played very well this spring from all accounts. So Jelani McDonald, does he look like a guy that can legitimately become a player for Texas? Because if he can become a player for Texas, he may be a difference maker for Texas.
That makes him too deep.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And he's different from anybody else they have from a frame.
Well, I don't know. Derek Williams pretty similar now. Look,
right.
Here's the issue, though, that we get into there. Texas had two deeps at safety last year, and they played Keaton Crawford and Jaron Thompson liberally, along with Michael Taft and Derek Williams. They need two more. Blake Gideon and Terry Joseph in the secondary, they want to rotate. And furthermore, think back, Ryan Watts got injured. Terrence Brooks got injured. They had to move Jade Barron in one at one point to corner. So you will sustain injuries, particularly over a long season. And if the Longhorns do happen to make it to a playoff situation, that's going to – I mean, I'm just telling you now. And dinged shoulders at DB supporting the run
happens a lot. Here's a name for today, Jalen Gilbo. He's had a really good spring. Does it carry over to the game? Because I don't think – Jade Barron's been in and out, right? He's had a little bit of an issue there. Was on crutches at one time there, but nothing major, we don't believe. Jalen Gilbo is in practice. We say there's some guys that are gamers. Jalen Gilbo's been so good in practice. What is it going to look like in the spring game? If it looks the same in the spring game as it has in practice, I mean, Steve Sarkisian said Jalen Gilbo's back. They love what they've seen. They want to see it carry over to the game as well. Then the young corners for me, Bobby, Kobe Black, Wardell Mack, one of those guys is going to have to grow up fast. That's the reality, because you have Muhammad, you have Brooks, and you have Gavin Holmes, and you have Barron in a pinch at corner. But one of those freshmen is going to have to be called upon, because there's going to be injuries, as you said, this year. Somebody's going to have to grow up fast. Which of those guys does it look like it could be in the spring game?
Good stuff, Jerry. Good
and
stuff.
Warren Roberson, by the way. I don't want to forget Warren Roberson. This will be his first real opportunity as a Longhorn to impress a Longhorn fan base. And I don't want to leave him out, because he's a very talented player.
Good stuff. Good stuff, guys. All right. Later today, hopefully 1 o'clock, Longhorns will take the field. We'll be covering recruiting from here until just about kickoff. Hopefully the rain holds off a little bit. I also want to say, if you're out and about at 11 o'clock today, we'll be at the victory lap, 11 o'clock this morning till 12 o'clock pregame. Please come join us, have a brew, then walk on over. We'll be doing a live stream from Victory Lap at 11. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been the Saturday Conversation. Everybody be safe out there. Hook 'em.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.